RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We'll hear from Jared Goff coming up at 1:30. Final time of the season. We'll talk with Jared Goff. Some feedback coming in. I'm so tired of hearing Dan Campbell and his fix a few things attitude. When is he going to actually fix them? Well, they're going to have to fix things in the offseason. Only one game left in the year, and they're not making a playoff, so that's when you fix them. I don't think you're going to see too many crazy things on Sunday against the Bears. I'm curious to see what the starting lineup is going to be on the offensive line. Who's healthy and who's not. That I'm curious about. I put it on the offense. The defense gave them so many opportunities in those last four games, and the offense couldn't score. Well, I'll go back in the last two games, and I'll agree with you. And part of it, it is the... Absolutely, it's the offense. I think that against the Steelers, you could argue the defense really faltered, but you know the Lions had their chances in that game at the end of the game to win it. And you know, coming out of that, I was really unhappy with the decision to not kick a field goal early in the game when they could have on a 4th and 3. And in the end, you're driving down the field in what could have been a situation where a field goal could have won it. But the offense threw two touchdown passes at the end of that game that were called back because of offensive pass interference. But you look at the game against the Vikings, that was clearly on the offense. There's no question. No one's going to argue that. That is clearly on the offense. If Brian Flores is available, then you go get him, period. Sheila can pay him. And the team gets an instant upgrade. Nothing against Shepard, but the team shouldn't wait for growth and development. Be aggressive in seeking talents at all levels. That's Jeff and Petoskey. I don't have a problem with that statement. That goes along with what I've said a bunch of times. It's a lyric from a Jody Rafool song that says, don't be afraid to give up the good for the great.
But I think that Ticket Text touched on something I totally agree, which is kind of like, yeah, I don't mind drafting and developing guys as far as for down the road.
Yeah.
But you have an obvious window right now to be great right now. And I'm not saying get rid of anything for the future, but I think you have an obligation to this current roster to do whatever you can to get them to the Super Bowl now, whether that means getting the best coordinators available or just the best players available. That's why I go back to, I think people like the Manu pick or even the Tesla pick, like, when the Lions make those picks, they're wondering, how does that help this team right now?
Yeah.
Right. And because people, they see what we have and they see how close the Lions are, and they want satisfaction because it's been so long. You do have to feel for the fan base here. They've never seen a true winner, still haven't legit won anything yet, but come close with the NFC title game. So I go back to that text saying, do something right now. Like I said, it doesn't mean trade all your draft picks away or anything like that, but you got to get guys. You don't have time to develop all these guys.
No, and when this texter put in the growth and development, I thought that meant more about Campbell's comments on Shepard, but to your point.
But even the coordinators, yeah, too.
Right.
You don't have time to teach coordinators, sorry.
And to your point, you're talking about growth and development of players that they draft, and yeah, it has to be. I get that maybe it's just one pick each draft that they've done that with, but it stands out because they gave up so much draft capital to get those players. It's not just, oh, we've got the pick at 153 and we're taking Isaac Tesla. No, it's you had the pick at 190 or whatever, and you moved up to get this guy, and you gave up other picks to do so. Now, Tesla, actually, the production wasn't there from a reception standpoint or yard standpoint, but it was there from a touchdown standpoint. He had 6 touchdowns this year.
His catches counted for something.
Yeah, I think he only caught 16 passes on the year, something like that, but 6 touchdowns. So I mean, that's interesting. And I keep going back to this, but with Manu, don't know, because he got hurt right away.
Yeah, but even then, this guy came from Canada.
I get it.
You know, so, like it's,
and he spent the whole first season, you know, developing on a practice squad, not even whatever it was, right? It just, you know, on the sidelines, working out and getting to know the game better, and you know that you would hear little reports on him, like, oh yeah, he looks good, and then you get to training camp. And you're excited to see what he can do after he's been sitting out on a side for a year. What's he going to be like? And within a few weeks, he's hurt and he's done for the year and has no chance to develop this year. And that's the part that sucks, is they've got, it's not just him. There are several players and really specific to the offensive line that all fit that same bill. Guys that you want to take a look at, how are they going to, where are they going to play? How are they going to develop in year two or year three? And they're out. Can't see him. Don't get a chance to look at him. Whether it's a rookie like Mekhi Frazier, you hardly got the chance to see him. He's been activated for the last several weeks, and he's, you know, played sporadically. I'd love to see him play on Sunday. I'm curious if he gets some action. Will it be at guard? Will it be a tackle? Curious about that. You know, but a guy like Corbin Sorosdahl, who they drafted a couple years ago, he got hurt. Manu got hurt. And it just, it's a lot. It's a lot, which is why I think in the offseason, you got to go out and get a starter on the offensive line in free agency.
Kind of like how they did with Zeitler, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that can play right away, that you know this. And I mean, I get it. It's a tough job for a GM to have. It's really tough. To try to walk that tightrope about planning for the future and also helping the current squad that you do have. I think Tyleek Williams was kind of that draft pick, to be honest with you, because I think they know DJ Reader ain't coming back next year. That's Tyleek Williams' spot next year moving forward. But like the offensive line, I don't think you can do that with the offensive line. You know, they came into the season on paper. All right, we'll just move Glasgow to center. We'll play Mahogany at left guard and a rookie at right guard. And it just didn't work out.
No. You know, you could say that there are ebbs and flows of this season, and there are better games than for Tate Ratledge, and there are some games that are bad for Tate Ratledge. But it's a rookie season, and I expect him to be better moving forward. Mahogany, it's kind of the same way. Okay, he got a chance to play this year, but then he got hurt again. Although, you know, last year was mono, this year it was a broken leg, but has come back. But I want them to go out and sign a free agent offensive lineman that is unquestionably a starter and unquestionably an upgrade over what they were using this year. And I'm not sure if that's an impossible task to ask when you look at what the offensive line ended up being this year. And I don't mean that to offend the guys that played. Look, you played your asses off. You did what you could. But if there's better out there, get better. You know, I don't expect Graham Glasgow is going to be here next year. He's had a real nice NFL career playing both guard and center at different times for this team. But, you know, trying to live up to what Frank Ragnow was is impossible, but was Graham Glasgow, was he even an average center this year? I'm not sure. And then he's been hurt. He's missed the last couple games, so that hurts. So what do they have? You know, Equiban, is he somebody who's a good enough player? Is, you know, Tristan Colon, is that's the other option? It seems to me that that's an area you can find somebody in free agency that's better than what those two are, or better what their potential is. But that's where I stand. I mean, I think you have to go out and improve the offensive line without question. Is it a total rebuild? I mean, I think you have two for sure players you're building around. It's Ratledge and Sewell. Will Sewell move to left tackle next year? If he does, it's because Taylor Decker has decided to call.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All the career. And maybe it might be addition by subtraction. Taylor Decker, really good, but Sewell over there you'd think is better. And then the right tackle position can be filled, but you got to find somebody who's better than what you had. And it's not an easy task to do, but that's what's in front of Brad Holmes for sure. It's what he's got to do. Chris is next up here on a cell phone on 97.1. Hey, Chris.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, I believe that to improve this team to the level they want to get to, it's going to be on the defense. And I think one of the major issues they're going to have is, again, the edge rusher to complement Hutchinson. And I think that's going to open up a lot of things for them as far as defense is concerned. You can, with a major pass rush, you can take off a linebacker off the field, put an extra defensive back in there, use Branch as a linebacker slash defensive back.
Well, Branch isn't going to be back. Branch won't be available to him for, you know, half the season probably because of the injury he suffered. The other thing I think this kind of goes under the radar. Al-Khadi Muhammad had 11 sacks this year. Going into the last game of the season, he's got 11 sacks as the second, you know, pass rusher behind Hutchinson. That's a lot. Now, I'm not saying that you abandon drafting an edge rusher or finding another edge rusher. But I'm saying that they do have a second guy who's been incredibly productive for them.
Yeah.
That I think goes under the radar.
I think they do need an offensive line replacement, of course. Yeah. You know, it's obvious, and what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, especially. But I just always go back to that edge rusher that would just make a
yeah. But he had 11 sacks. Be honest, Chris. Did you know he had 11 sacks this year?
Yeah, I know. He's pretty good, and maybe he's going to improve and become that guy, you know? I don't know.
11's a lot. 11's a heck of a lot more than I thought he was. I thought he was like 7 or 8 sacks season, and I looked down, it's 11. And he still has a game to go. Again, I'm not abandoning the idea of adding another edge rusher to this team. You can do it in free agency, although it's probably going to be pricey if you do that. I think in the draft, there are a number of edge rushers you can take. I don't know how they feel about Hassanin, the guy they drafted last year, who was another one that has missed all season. Is he a possibility for them? I don't know. But they can definitely find somebody over the roster spot of Davenport for sure. Jared Goff joins us next here, 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.